This is Pastor Ron Franklin at Covenant Community Church, and you're listening to Covenant Living Today. Hi, and welcome to today's edition of Covenant Living Today. Today on our broadcast, we're teaching about how to deal with your issues. Let me tell you something about yourself this morning. You got issues. Amen? You got some issues. I don't know if you saw it on the news. I saw it in the paper last week. They were telling about this gunman who went into a bar up on 6th Street. And he pulled out his gun and he shot and killed two people and wounded five. Did you see that story? And one of the bystanders said this: that guy sure has got some issues. Well, he had. Amen. But guess what? We all have issues too. We all have issues that we've got to deal with in our lives. It may be internal issues, issues within ourselves. Bad attitude. Anybody here got a bad attitude? Maybe not this morning. But when you get ready to get up and go to work in the morning, bad attitude. Or maybe there's a habit in your life that you've been fighting and struggling with and you haven't been able to overcome yet. It's an issue for you. Or maybe it's a relationship that's not working the way it's supposed to work. And in your frame of reference, the issue is the other person has got issues. But because they've got issues, guess what? You've got issues. You see, we're all dealing with some kind of issues in some way. We've been talking about being an overcomer, living the abundant life. Guess what? In order for you to be an overcomer in life, you've got to be able to deal with your issues. What is an issue? What is an issue? An issue is something that can come up in your life that will have a negative impact on your well-being and on your ability to be successful in life. Something in your life that's having a negative impact on your well-being and your ability to be successful in life. That's what an issue is. And so if we are going to be successful in life, we are going to have to learn how to deal with the issues that face us, because if we do not overcome our issues, guess what? Our issues will overcome us. Well, we want to learn from a man who had to deal with a very serious issue in his life. Go to Genesis chapter 14, starting with verse 14. The passage that we read this morning. Genesis chapter 14 tells the story of Abraham and his nephew Lot. Several kings had come into the land to fight a war, and they roamed about the land and they were attacking all of the villages and towns, and they came to where Lot was. And they took him captive and all of his family and all of his possessions, took the whole bunch and carried them away. And look at what happened in verse 14 of Genesis 14. Now, when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his 318 trained servants who were born in his own house and went in pursuit as far as Dan. He divided his forces against them by night, and he and his servants attacked them and pursued them as far as Hobah, which is north of Damascus. So he brought back all the goods, and also brought back his brother Lot and his goods, as well as the women and the people. Abraham was faced with an issue. These people had come and stolen his nephew. Now, it says his brother, that means his close relative. He was actually his nephew. They had come and taken Lot and all of his family, taken them away. And the first thing that Abraham had to do was make a decision. Is this worth bothering about? Think about it for a moment. Aren't there some people in your life that you just as soon have somebody take away? Abraham had to make the choice. Is this something that I am really going to be concerned about? Because understand this, he was going to have to go out and fight. He could get killed. The first thing that you have to do in order to deal with your situations, with your issues, if you have to make the determination, is it worth it? How do you do that? You've got to know your non-negotiables. You've got to know what are things in your life that are non-negotiable. A non-negotiable is something that you won't discuss, you won't talk about, you will not go back and forth about it. This is the way it is. Non-negotiable. For Abraham, the safety and security of his family was a non-negotiable. He was saying, you can't come in here and take my family away and expect me not to do anything about it. That's non-negotiable. See, you got to know what your non-negotiables are before you can know what is really an issue or not. The President of the United States, for the last week, has been telling the world that coming into the United States and attacking and killing innocent civilians is a non-negotiable. We have to do something about that. Non-negotiable. Number one, if you're going to be able to deal with your issues, you've got to establish some non-negotiables, because when a non-negotiable is violated, you have to take action. See, you got to take action if it's a non-negotiable. You can't just go along with the flow. You can't just say it doesn't matter. You got to deal with it. Here's something that I know for most of us is a non-negotiable. How many of you married? All right. How many of you are not married, but you got somebody? Amen. All right. Now, your somebody, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, comes to you, sits you down at the table and says, honey, look, something I want to talk to you about. I met somebody at work the other week, and we've been kind of talking together, and I've just begun to realize that I really love this person. Now, the problem is I love you too. So what I've decided to do is I'm going to have a relationship with them, and I'm going to keep my relationship with you at the same time, and we're all just going to be one big happy family. How many vote for that? Now, see, I know for most of us, what is that? That is a non-negotiable. Amen? That won't work. I won't discuss that. We won't play around with that. You can't come and convince me of any way that that's going to work out. That is a non-negotiable. And what does that mean? You got to take some action, amen? You got to take some action. You can't just let him, I'll call him him, okay, I'll be nice to the ladies. You can't just let him come in and say, I'm going to have two of you and get away with it. What? You put it to him. Hey, you better choose. It's going to be one or the other. And right now, I think it better probably be the other. Isn't that right? Why? Non-negotiable. See, if we're going to deal with our issues, the very first thing that has to happen is that you need to know, what are you willing, or what do you need to really put your fight into and take action? If you had driven by our house a couple of years ago, and you were to drive by our house today, you would say the landscaping at our house looks a lot better than it did a couple of years ago. Now, I want you to know that's because of a lot of hard work and sweat and effort that has gone into that. And Priscilla, I appreciate you doing all that. Now, see, the reason for that is I looked at it and I said, it looks fine to me. It did. I mean, you know, I keep the grass cut, and if the grass is cut and the weeds aren't growing, I figure it's looking good. Priscilla looks at it and says, man, this place looks like a dump. And so she's the one that's been pushing and pushing and pushing to get us to work on the landscaping of our house. For me, it's not an issue. And because it's not an issue, I was not motivated to do anything about it. But for her, what is it? She let me know. It's a non-negotiable. This is something we have to do something about. And one thing I've learned in our many, many years of marriage is that if it's a non-negotiable for her, guess what? It's a non-negotiable for me. Amen? But see, naturally, I wouldn't bother. I wouldn't care. I wouldn't do anything about it because it's not a non-negotiable. You have to look at your life and decide what are the non-negotiables in your life that you need to do something about if they're out of line. Let me ask you this. Is serving God a non-negotiable in your life? If serving God is a non-negotiable in your life, that means that anytime something is going on in your life that gets in the way of you serving God the way you should, that's an issue. That's an issue you got to deal with. If serving God is a non-negotiable in your life, you can't just let stuff go on in your life that are getting in the way of you serving Him the way you should and not do anything about it. Because understand this. There's only two ways to go. It's either a non-negotiable or it's flexible. Now, I know that for most of you, if I come to you and I ask you today, is your serving the Lord flexible or is that something you're committed to? Most of us here today are going to say what? I'm committed to serving God. I'm totally committed to serving God. Amen? Now, let me ask you this. Let me see how honest we're going to be this morning. How many of us can look at something, anything, even if it's small, in our lives today and say, here is something going on in my life that I know does not line up with me being totally committed to serving God with my life? Any of us be able to look at anything like that? Amen. You know what that is? That's an issue. That's an issue. Whatever that thing is, if you say that serving God is a non-negotiable in your life, then that thing that's getting in the way of you serving God the way you need to serve Him is an issue and you need to deal with it. Now, I won't ask you to stand up and testify about what that issue is. But the point is this, you can't let it go. Just like Abraham couldn't let those kings get away with taking his family off. You can't just sit there and say, well, it's not so bad, and not do anything about what that issue is in your life. I've shared with you guys that one of the issues that I've been dealing with, see, because I am committed to serving God, and one of the things that God has been getting on me about is speed limit. I hate to say it. I don't think it's fair that they will only let us go 55 up on 581. I don't think it's at all fair. I mean, you get up there and you go 70 and you're still being passed by people. Amen? But guess what? What does the word say? Obey every ordinance of man. And I got one of those Bibles that doesn't have that verse in it that say, obey it if you think it makes sense. Now, I know that Bible must be out there someplace because I see people, a lot of people using that verse, but it's not in my Bible. And so if I am going to be true to that commitment to be servant of God, what? Driving faster than the speed limit is an issue in my life, and I've got to deal with it. Maybe you have some situation in your life. There's somebody that you've offended or they've offended you. And you know what? You aren't even talking to one another anymore. You pass one another on the street and you kind of turn your head the other way. And yet you say, I'm committed to serving God. I'm committed to showing the love of Jesus. What did Jesus say? He said, if you don't do anything else, what? Love one another as I have loved you, so that that world out there will look at you and know that you are mine. He said, love one another. That's a commandment he gave us. And yet we got people in our lives that, like I said before, if somebody took them off, took them away, we'd say, Lord, thank you. You blessed me today. What is that? That's an issue. If I've got somebody that's offended with me and I'm offended with them and I have not done anything to try to reconcile that situation, what? That's an issue I need to deal with. You see, whatever it is in my life that's keeping me from serving God the way I'm supposed to serve him is an issue. Is honesty a non-negotiable in your life? Is honesty a non-negotiable in your life? I won't ask you to raise your hand on this, but how many of us find ourselves falling into the habit of telling little lies whenever we feel like we really, really, really need to get through a situation? If honesty as a Christian is a non-negotiable in your life, and you find yourself having the habit of sometimes telling, oh, they're just little lies, guess what? It's an issue. You need to deal with it. Or maybe integrity is the non-negotiable in your life. Integrity, if you say it, you mean it, and you're going to do it. People can count on your word. If you say that you're going to be there at 7 o'clock, you're going to be there at 7 o'clock. They can count on it. They could go down and put it in the bank and cash a check on it. They're going to be there at 7 o'clock. Is that a non-negotiable in your life? Integrity? Or is it an issue that you need to work on? You see, all of this comes down to the fact that if we say we're committed to serving God, then there are some non-negotiables that we have to have in our lives. And if they are not operating in our lives the way they should, they are issues that we have got to deal with. Let's take it a step further. Is being sick a non-negotiable? Go over to James chapter 5. Look at verse 14. James chapter 5, starting with verse 14. Look at this. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. How many of you have been sick, haven't felt well in the last 3 months? Last 3 months. All right. Now let me ask you this question. When you didn't feel good, what was the first thing you did? How many of the first thing you did was go pop an aspirin or some other pill? First thing you did. Amen. Call the doctor. Get in bed and say, I ain't getting up today. They can do without me at work. Here's the point. You know what I do? You know, I'm an ex-football player. I consider myself to be a relatively macho man. Relatively. You know, you can make your own assessment. And so when I feel good or don't feel good, and Priscilla can tell you this, I don't even take pills most of the time. Priscilla, I've got a cut or something on my leg or my arm. Priscilla wants me to put a Band-Aid on. I don't need Band-Aids. I get sick and I say I can tough it out. And so I just go on about my business feeling bad. Now, of course, I do take time to let Priscilla know that I don't feel good because I want her to mother me a little bit. You know how that is. But other than that, I just go on about my business. But you know what I don't do unless I remind myself of it? It says here that if you come, allow the elders of the church to pray for you, anointing you with oil, the prayer of faith will save the sick. How many times is the first thing that we do, number one, to pray ourselves the prayer of faith, and then number two, to ask somebody else if the situation is serious enough to pray with us in agreement that prayer of faith, because God said he will respond to that prayer. You see, if being sick is a non-negotiable, then you're going to do something about it when it hits. If it's not a non-negotiable, you just go on and be sick for a while. Amen? Let's see, I know that none of you are like I used to be. There was a reason why I used to not go immediately to God and start praying about being sick. When I was going to work every day and I didn't feel like going, I said, I think I'll just be sick a little while. And I was. Now, I don't mean I was faking it. I mean, I'd actually have a cold or the flu or something like that. And I'd start feeling bad. And in my subconscious mind, I'd say, I don't want to pray about this. I need some time off. And so, you know, I would let it go for a little while. But if I really believe that God's plan for us is that, as the word of God says, if you are sick, pray. That's what the word said, isn't it? If you are sick, pray. Then to not pray becomes an issue that I need to do something about. Now, if I was stepping on some toes with that, let's step on some toes big time here. I asked, is being sick non-negotiable? How about being poor? Is being poor a non-negotiable in your life? Scripture says, number one, that you must have a job that's sufficient to support yourself and your family. That's what the scripture says. If you're a man, or if you're a single woman, you have to have that kind of employment. And here's the question. If I don't have that, if I'm struggling and scrambling and I can't make ends meet, it's an issue I need to do something about. You know, there are some people who stay in dead-end jobs for 20 and 30 years and complain that they never have enough. What does the word say? God can promote you. God can elevate you. God can give you the job that you need to have. But guess what? It's not going to happen just because you wish it. Remember that nursery rhyme that we learned when we were kids? Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. And you, what do? You make a wish on the star. How many of you have ever wished on a star and had your wish come true? Doesn't happen very often, does it? Well, guess what? A lot of us wish on God. Now, God didn't say, wish on me. What did he say? You step out in faith, do what I told you to do, and I'll back you up. See, that's different. That's totally different. And if we really believe that God means for us to prosper in life, what are we going to do? God, I'm ready to step out in faith. You show me what to do through your word, and I'm going to do it. Well, what does he say do? Number one, he says you need to bring your tithes and offerings into the storehouse, and then he'll pour out a blessing on you that you won't have room enough to receive. Amen. Is that a non-negotiable in your life? Is that a non-negotiable? Or is that one of those things like driving at 55 that you do when it's convenient or when it's not? You see, all of these things become issues if they don't line up with the commitment that we say we have to serving God. Go over to Matthew chapter 9, verse 20. Here's the thing that we need to know on this whole area of dealing with the issues that surface in our lives. Matthew chapter 9, starting with verse 20, a very familiar story. And suddenly, a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind and touched the hem of his garment. For she said to herself, if only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well. But Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well. And the woman was made well from that hour. Catch this. For 12 long years, this woman wanted to be healed. For 12 long years, she cried in the night about her situation. She was full of anguish. She didn't know what to do. She tried everything that she knew how to do. But it was not until she stepped out in faith and took action, faith-filled action, that something changed in her life. This is a hard truth, but you need to know it. If you've got issues in your life that you are not willing to do anything about, God will allow that issue to remain. If there are issues that you need to deal with and you are unwilling to step out on faith, doing what God tells you to do in His Word about that particular issue, God will leave it there. You will die with that thing still in your life. Go over to Philippians chapter 2. Look at verse 12. Philippians 2, verse 12. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure. Do you see? It says that we have to take the initiative to begin the process of working out our own salvation. What does that mean, work out our own salvation? Deal with the issues that we need to deal with in our lives, that we may walk in godliness. Amen? Work out your own salvation. You say you're saved. You say that Jesus has transformed your life. Then there are things in your life that you need to be doing. Otherwise, they are issues that you need to deal with. And it says, when we take the step of initiative, when we begin to work out our own salvation, then God will be working with us both to will and to do of His good pleasure. But God will not do it for us. So, again, let me ask the question. Are there things in your life right now that you look at those things and you know, man, this is something that's standing in the way of me serving the Lord the way I'm supposed to. This is something that does not line up with doing what a committed child of God would do, living the way a committed child of God would live. It's in my life. It's an issue. And you need to take steps to deal with what that issue is. What are the issues in your life right now that you're having to deal with and you know the Lord has been speaking to you, I need to deal with this. I don't need to let it go any longer. Step number one, if you'll come before the Lord and say, Lord, I am committed to dealing with this issue in my life, help me. But you've got to be committed and willing to deal with it, whatever it is. Whatever it is, if you come before God and say, God, I'm willing. You show me the next step to take. I will do whatever it is that your word indicates I need to do. And God will supply every resource you need to deal with the issues that you face in life.
This is Pastor Franklin. Thanks for listening to Covenant Living Today. This broadcast is an outreach of Covenant Community Church. We're a young congregation where the focus is on teaching the Word of God with clarity and integrity so that our members not only understand the Word, but know how to put it to work in their lives on a day-by-day basis. And because we're young, we have some great opportunities to serve. Perhaps you're looking for a church where you can both learn the Word and serve the Lord. If so, why not come and visit with us? Our worship services start at 10:30 every Sunday morning. Plus, we have Bible study every Wednesday evening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Covenant Community Church is located at 1745 Dairy Street in Harrisburg. And if you'll come to the corner of 18th and Dairy or 18th and Berry Hill, you can't miss our building. For more information or directions, or for a CD of today's message, please give us a call at area code 717-232-5299. That's 232-5299. Or visit our website at covcomchurch.org. That's covcommchurch.org. This is Pastor Ron Franklin, inviting you to be listening for our next broadcast of Covenant Living Today.